We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hello, welcome friends and unpatriotic Americans. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So we're going to reopen New York State, but we're going to keep the 6-foot rule. Even though how many people have had COVID-19 and have natural immunity, have the antibodies, even though, 75% of the people have decided they want to get vaccinated, many of whom already have. And, I'm curious about something. I started talking about this last Thursday or Friday. But I would make the argument that anybody who wants the vaccine, any adult who has wanted the vaccine, has gotten the vaccine. Is there anybody listening to my voice right now who wants the vaccine, but you literally have been unable to find the vaccine? If that is the case, and I don't think it is, at least not with 99.9% of the people listening, you can go to WBEN.com. And we've got a full list of options if you still can't find a vaccine. Now, there was a time we did a show on it, 3, 4, 5? I don't even know. I don't keep track of these things. We did a show on it, how difficult it was at one point to find the vaccine. And the frustration of, first it's 65 or older, then it's 50 or older, then it's 40 and older with left hands who are left hand dominant. I mean, the list was growing exponentially of the people who qualified for the shot, but the appointments, you couldn't get them. I mean, how many of you, seriously, looking back right now, how many of you drove to Syracuse or Ithaca, or Watertown, or Malone? I'm just naming cities off the top of my head. How many of you drove across the state to get vaccinated, and now you're thinking to yourself, wow, I did what, when? I spent how much money in gas and tolls and spent how much wear and tear on my automobile to drive not once, but twice to Syracuse, or to Rochester, or God knows where you went. But we are being, frankly, lectured to now about vaccine hesitancy. And I don't understand it, because this is the United States of America, the last time I checked. And at some point, it's apparent, look, government does not trust us. Government views us as the enemy. People in government view us as the enemy. We are non-compliant little serfs, not doing their will. And therefore, because we're not doing their will, they feel as though they can basically shame us into doing their will. And I've said this a million times, at least, and it is this. If you are on the fence about the vaccine, all right, all I can tell you is you have to make up your own mind about whether or not to get the vaccine. You need to talk with your doctor or doctors. You need to consider all of your comorbidities. You need to consider your age, your overall health. And then in consultation with your doctors, you need to decide what you are going to do. And you might decide to get the vaccine, as I did. You might decide not to get the vaccine, which my kids and certain other people I know are not doing. And the other thing is, Okay, for those who choose not to get the vaccine, well, they've made their choice. So why can we not get back to normal? And I don't want to hear about a new normal. Please don't give me that. It's like the Samuel L. Jackson meme that went around Facebook months ago. Go ahead and say new normal one more time. Here's the deal. Made this point last week. Here's why we need to reopen and forget about restrictions, because people out there have made and will make two decisions. The first decision is they decided not to get vaccinated. All right? Are we all on the same page? They made a decision to not get vaccinated. Now, as far as they're going someplace, whether it be a bar, a restaurant, a sporting event, or whatever, well, I'm vaccinated, so I don't have to worry about, in theory, I don't have to worry about getting COVID. There's a 95% chance that that if I do get COVID, it's not going to be a big deal because my antibodies are already built up. So if you've decided not to get vaccinated and you are carrying COVID around with you, or you did decide to get vaccinated and you're carrying COVID around with you, well, frankly, I should be okay. Everybody who got vaccinated ought to be reasonably safe. You're never going to have zero COVID. I'm sorry to say, if you think that you're going to eliminate COVID like smallpox, I'm afraid that you are sadly mistaken. It just is not going to happen. There is too much skepticism out there among the vaccine among the people regarding vaccines. And if you read the articles, here's something that I find very interesting. Some of the articles make it seem like the only people who are saying no to the vaccine are a bunch of right-wing, illiterate, Southern hayseed hicks who have no teeth, who are married to their first cousins, and who have produced flawed offspring, who listen to country music and pick a banjo while chewing hay on the front porch of their double wide. That seems to be the portrayal, with a Trump 2020 sign. That seems to be the portrayal of those who are saying no to the vaccine. But why is it that so many people in minority communities, including our black brothers and sisters, have decided they don't want the vaccine? They don't wish to have the vaccine. And if you know anything about what this country did within some of your lifetime, some of our way older listeners, one can understand their hesitancy. Because in Tuskegee, I kid you not, you can look this up online. Just Google or use your favorite search engine to do Tuskegee and syphilis. They literally did an experiment on quote-unquote Negro males, and they literally gave these fellas, most of whom were poor, illiterate sharecroppers back in the day, they literally gave them syphilis, and they didn't do anything to treat it, because they wanted to know the long-term outcome of untreated syphilis, which they already knew. They already knew what happened with untreated syphilis. Syphilis has been around for a long time, and they didn't have to do that to those poor people. All they had to do was look at the life of Al Capone, who had syphilis, and because it turned into tertiary syphilis, it basically turned his brain into mush. And the guy died not in a hail of machine gun bullets, but he died at his home right off of Miami on Palm Island in Florida. He didn't die of violence. He died because of the, if you will, the sins of his youth having caught up with him. I mean, there's an old song, St. James Infirmary, which was a takeoff on, what was it, the Tale of a Young Rake or the Young Rake's Woes. It was an old ballad, basically about a young fella who got syphilis. So there was no need. We already knew what syphilis did untreated to people. And there, again, the study was unethical. It served no medical purpose whatsoever. And to this day, there are people in minority communities who are very hesitant and very reluctant to believe when somebody says, with regard to shots, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. But one can understand their skepticism. I'm not sure what the stats are on the First Nations or Native American people, but I don't believe that the only people who are saying no to the vaccine are the people portrayed in the media as those, hayseed hicks I described before. I think there are a lot of people whose ancestors were victimized by bad science, unethical medicine, and ridiculous experiments who are also iffy, to say the least, about getting the vaccine. But, I'm kind of curious whether you consider it to be your patriotic duty. Is it your patriotic duty to get the COVID vaccine? I am very curious to know about that. Hand in hand with that, why would you be hesitant to get the vaccine? I think there are a lot of reasons. And one of the reasons is people who have had bad side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I'll just give you a little bit of an update. And I walked you through last week the entire process by which I concluded that the vaccine itself had caused my feet to swell to the point where I wasn't bleeding out of my toenails, but there was actually blood in the bed of the nail, underneath the nail. I don't want to give the impression it was squirting around all over the place, because it wasn't. But last Friday on the air, I looked at my feet and they were elephantine. And I looked closer, and there was red. There were red blotches in the nail beds of like half the toes. So at that point, I'm starting to freak out a little bit, and I get in touch with some doctors I know, and they, basically said, "Look, obviously you got to keep an eye on it." I had a nurse take a look at it yesterday. It is definitely receding, but unfortunately, what happened is that the feet swelled up so much that they cracked the heels. And I don't mean to sound totally wimpy, but I'm going to sound wimpy, and it's okay. You'll just have to deal with it. I'm one of about, 20% of Americans who have dry feet that tend to callus and tend to crack. And when I tell you guys I get pedicures, usually guys I work with snicker. "Ooh, Bowerly's getting a pedicure. I wonder how he looks in his new dress." There seems to be that stereotype out there. But I legitimately get pedicures to take care of and moisturize the feet because I know that I've got this tendency to dry out and crack. And I've been through a summer before with a heel cracked almost to the bone. And believe me, it was no fun because I couldn't really walk, couldn't really get any exercise for obvious reasons. So the vaccine itself, well, Tom, how do you know it was the vaccine? Well, really briefly, I talked about this last week, but just in case you were out of town or something, after the first shot, about 3 days afterwards, I went to put on my boots and they didn't fit. And my feet were totally swollen. And it dawned on me, oh my goodness, this could be a side effect from the vaccine. Then it dawned on me, wait a minute, I've been eating a lot of kosher dills lately. Maybe it's a side effect of the sodium. So that was my conclusion. Most likely answer, I've been eating too much sodium. But then I did a little experiment, my little control experiment. In between doses, after the initial swelling had subsided, I ate a blank ton of kosher dills. No swelling whatsoever. Zero, zilch, nada. Thank you, Sandy Beach, for that expression. I should pay you a royalty. No swelling. After the second shot, about 6 days after last week, that is when the swelling started again. So a person who never had an issue with swollen feet, yeah, calloused feet, absolutely, but not swollen, not edemic at all. After the first shot, they swell. After the pickles in between shots, they don't swell. And after the second shot, they swell up again. I see a correlation there, Batman. I don't think you have to be Einstein to figure out that, obviously, the most likely causative factor would be the vaccine. Now, somebody said, would you do it all again? And to be honest with you, Like, part of me does have some second thoughts about it. It kind of depends on how quickly the cracks heal. But on balance, I would say, yeah, you know what? I would do it again because of all of the factors which made me decide to do it in the first place. So if I knew then what I know now about my body's reaction to it, I'd probably do it again because it just makes, to me, the most sense. Now, I might be stupid. There's always that possibility, and it always looms large. But are you going to, again, are you going to get vaccinated as your patriotic duty? And what do you tell a veteran? Like, what do you tell a combat veteran about their patriotism if they refuse to be vaccinated? What do you say to somebody who served next to David in Fallujah or elsewhere in Iraq who says, you know what, I don't want to get vaccinated? They might be in their early 40s by now, and they just don't want to be vaccinated. Are you going to question their patriotism? They were in Afghanistan. Are you going to question their patriotism? I don't see how you can possibly question the patriotism of somebody who has risked life and limb and blood for this country over the past 20 or so years. Or for that matter, back in Korea or Vietnam or Panama or any of a number of different places I could name. All right, 803. And again, I have to ask you, is there anybody listening to the wonderful sound of my voice? Is there anybody listening who wants the vaccine, but you can't get the vaccine? I don't think there really are that many people, if any. And because of that, why should everybody else be penalized because you have made a decision to not get a vaccine, which I totally respect, by the way. And then if you go out, I'm not worried about you. You don't pose a risk to me. So if you choose to go out, you have chosen to go out. You've made two decisions, active decisions, to not get a vaccine and to go out. So why should the rest of us have to be under any restriction because of your informed consent decision? It doesn't make any sense to me. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And let's start off with Scott in Lackawanna. Scott, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, it's a great day. It's Monday.
Oh, yeah, it's getting my work week.
Well, what's on your mind, sir? How can we help?
I'm not getting a shot, and I'm a veteran. Let them question my patriotism.
If you're county executive polling cars, if you're a true American, you'll get vaccinated because you're doing it for our country. Would you like to tell the county executive why you're a true American, sir?
I served this country and defended it life and limb, and I'll still do it to the end of my life. I've been a patriot ever since I was 18 years old and I went in.
Well, I mean, I would kind of wonder about the patriotism of somebody who tells illegals how they can avoid being detected by ICE. You know, that didn't seem very patriotic to me. Basically, telling people how to break the laws, the immigration laws of the United States of America, as he did in a tweet.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that.
I mean, that seems to me to be a double standard. That seems to me to be raging hypocrisy, not to mention the whole do as I say, not as I do thing.
That's what Democrats do. They're double standard. You do this, you can't do this, but we can.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid Democrats and Republicans do it. I'm sorry, but that's why I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, although I've thought about being a Democrat so I could sabotage their primaries. All right, so what was the single biggest compelling reason why you decided not to get this shot, good Scott?
Because a friend of mine passed away from it.
From the shot?
Yep. He got blood clot and he passed away.
A blood clot and he passed away. Now, okay, did they do an autopsy?
I can't remember. It was like about a month ago.
And you know it was a blood clot caused by the vaccine. Why?
That's, he got the shot, and 2 days later he got a blood clot and he passed away.
And he was on, there were no pre-existing conditions which would have caused that?
Nope.
And he was on no medications that might have increased the odds of it happening?
Nope. And I'm on medications for blood pressure, five different ones, and that's another reason why I can't do it. Because it took him 10 years to get my blood pressure under control and my heart under control. and it was all because of Obamacare, because I couldn't afford to go to the doctors.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that feeling. Blood pressure is a tricky, tricky thing. All right, Scott, I wish you the best. I thank you for the call. And again, I mean, look, I don't know, obviously, the facts and circumstances of that particular story, but one of the reasons they halted the J&J for a while was because of blood clot issues. And as I suspected at the beginning, it appears to have had everything to do with a combination of the vaccine and the birth control pill, which they tell you right up front is a possible complicating factor or side effect of the birth control pill. And there was one fatality out of that. I'd not heard of any men dying of blood clots attributable to the vaccine. And I don't know exactly how they would know without having done an autopsy. But again, I'm not casting aspersions or doubt on what the caller said. I have to take people at their word. Now, what would you pay to be able to sing like that? How much? All right. It is 2:36 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Hello. Welcome, friends. And we are being told now that if you basically don't get vaccinated, you're not a patriotic American. By the way, thanks to one of my regulars for sending me this email. California man who received Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine hospitalized with blood clot. The patient is in good condition. Expected hospital discharge in the next few days. A male patient under care at the University of California San Francisco Medical Center for blood clotting after he received the J&J COVID-19 vaccine. A spokeswoman confirmed to Fox News. To the best of our knowledge, this is the first male patient with VITT, vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia syndrome, in the United States, following the United States emergency authorization of the J&J vaccine in February. Bay Area patient, early 30s, is expected to make a full recovery. The symptoms he experienced, pain in his lower back and leg. And that happened a week after he received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So there has been at least one case reported of a male developing a blood clot after a COVID-19 vaccine. And one of the things I'm asking you is, are you not patriotic? Are you not doing your duty for the common good if you do not get a vaccine?
If we want to reopen and we want to get back to normalcy, it's in the hands of the public. Get vaccinated. Dr. Fauci said it last week. He was right. The people who are demanding the most to reopen are the same people who are saying, but I'm not going to get vaccinated. Well, you can't have that double standard. You can't sit there and say, reopen everything, but I'm refusing to do my part as an American to get vaccinated.
So wait, just a question. How does Mark Poloncarz know that the same people who want to reopen don't want to be vaccinated? What is that possibly? Have I seen a survey? Have I seen a poll? Where does that data spring? From where does that data spring? The same people who want to reopen are those who don't want to be vaccinated. I don't know. I can only speak for myself. I have wanted to reopen for, pretty much the better part of the last year. I got vaccinated. And when you start saying things like to be a good American, to be a big citizen, or the exact quote, if you're a true American, you'll get vaccinated because you're doing it for our country. Does being vaccinated make you a true American? See, the message to me, if I were in a leadership role, and God help us all if that was ever the case, would be you have to make up your own mind based on your own situation and consultation with your physician. I mean, the choice is really yours. And if you choose not to do it, you do so understanding the risks, you do so understanding the possible risks, the possible benefits, and you've made a decision. Then if you go out somewhere, you also accept the risk of COVID. You also accept the risk of catching a common cold. You accept the risk of an auto accident. You accept the risk of a car barreling into the restaurant. You accept a lot of risks with life. Life does not come risk-free. I took a risk driving into work today. And believe me, the way people are driving lately, it was a big risk. 803, I mean, what is it? Our red lights became optional. I don't know if you're aware of that, especially when you've got a left turn arrow. I never go right away because there's always a straggler who goes through. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It's become so common, I don't even bother giving him the salute. I just, it's like, whatever, dude, just, you know, be safe, Godspeed. And also, I know this is kind of a weird question, but is there anybody in the sound of my voice right now, anybody who wants the vaccine, but you haven't been able to find an appointment for the vaccine? So the problem to me isn't we don't have enough vaccines. I think we've got enough vaccines, just that a lot of people don't want the damn things for whatever reason. And what is your reason? Here's Charlie in Niagara on WBEN. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Great day. It's Monday. I miss you guys in the weekend.
Yeah, right.
But I do enjoy my Angels envy, so life is a trade-off.
Exactly, exactly. First of all, I want to say that Tolan Cars, he's talking your typical governmental hyperbole. He's a drone. You know, he's a governmental drone. He's going to, you know, say what he has to say so that, you know, scare more people, just like they did at the beginning of this thing. You know, they wanted to scare people. You know, they had us closed in our homes. We couldn't go anywhere. Of course, we really didn't know too much about all what was going on, and they played on that fear. I'm not getting vaccinated. I feel that I don't want to get vaccinated. It has nothing to do with my patriotic duty. It's just because I don't like the crap they put in it, and I don't know the long-term effects. So to me, I would rather actually catch COVID rather than take the vaccination. It's just that simple for me.
In other words, even if you are, I'll put words in your mouth, even if you're in the highest risk group, you still have a 98.5% chance of surviving COVID.
Correct.
Now, are you well aware that some people who survive COVID have long-term, really nasty effects, like with their lungs, sometimes with their limbs. It can be unpleasant in the long term in some cases.
In some cases, that's correct. But also, we don't know enough about the vaccine that the vaccine could cause long-term effects. So it's kind of a damned if you do and damned if you don't. And I would rather take the damned if I don't. You know, I don't want to take any vaccine that I don't know anything about, that the government's saying, okay, yeah, it's okay, you take it. And then when they put your patriotism on the line, that's a joke. I mean, anyone who believes they're not a patriot and believes what they're saying, really, they don't have the intelligence to.
Well, my dad served in Korea when it was a hot zone, and if he were alive today, he would probably not get the vaccine, and I have, like, several scrapbooks of pictures from Korea if anybody would like to challenge his duty to his country.
See, right. I mean, it has nothing to do with your patriotism. Nothing. It has to do with personal choice. And like you said, you know, you have the choice to sit by a window, and if, God forbid, a car comes through, that's your choice. I mean, you have choices in this country. And the government, it seems like the government's going out of its way to scare you for some reason, which puts doubt in my mind. Why are they going at these lengths to scare people to get a vaccine? What is it? What is their drive?
Well, okay, and then at some point along the line in the past year, a lot of people became convinced, thanks to government propaganda and certain physicians, that we could actually have a zero-risk life. And zero-risk lives do not exist.
Correct.
Everything you do in life has a risk attached to it. You take your dog for a walk, you've got a risk.
Absolutely.
You open the door, you've got a risk. The pane of glass could break and sever your jugular.
Anything could happen. Anything could happen, but the one thing that you do have control over is what you put in your body. All right? And if you make that choice to put something in your body that's foreign, that you know nothing about, you made that choice as well, and then you have to live with the consequences.
I agree. And frankly, I would argue that the older you are and or the more comorbidities you have, the more logical the decision is. Because, you know, if you do the calculus and figure, well, all right, maybe I've got 20 years left, I'm not worried about side effects after 30 years. But somebody who's in their 20s, I'd be a lot more concerned.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And may I ask your age, sir?
I'm 49 years old.
And yeah, and you just you don't want the vaccine. You're willing to accept the risk, and nobody's going to question your patriotism.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll be totally honest with you. I have never had the flu, never, and I've never received a flu vaccine. So I don't. Maybe I'm not in touch with people who've had the flu. The doctor wants to give me the flu shot every year. I turn it down. I'm not a big vaccination guy. I mean, I got my vaccinations, of course, to get into school and all that. But I've never had the flu. I've never taken the flu vaccination. I've never had the shingles shot. I've never had the pneumonia shot.
Yep.
I'm not a big vaccination guy, and I would rather live my life, you know, the way that I'm living it, which is healthy. And I don't want to put anything foreign that I don't know what's in it in my body.
But you'll smoke weed from the corner drug dealer?
What was that?
But you'll smoke weed from the corner drug dealer?
No, I'll go to Canada for that.
Oh, be careful. You can't cross the border with it.
No, I know.
No. All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate better off going to Massachusetts.
I hear you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I mean, for those who indulge, I've been a good boy. I've become very boring. Very boring. It is 2:46 at WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Are you hesitant about getting the vaccine, and are you feeling bullied into getting the vaccine? And here's another quote from Dr. Gregory Poland, director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group. There is no eradication at this point. It's off the table. We as a society have rejected herd immunity. Well, and if I may read between the lines, because we have rejected herd immunity, we must continue to restrict your lives. That's what I read between the lines there. And I'm sorry, but have we moved the goalpost maybe a few times during this COVID? I don't know, 10 days to stop the spread. How many days ago was that? That was the original goal. Does anybody remember that? The original goal was, hey, just for a little while, give up your freedom, give up going out, give up everything but drugstores and grocery stores. All of the major roads around here were absolute ghost towns and dead because we needed 10 days to stop the spread. The thought being, you know, we don't know a lot about this COVID-19. It's a novel coronavirus. That means it's brand new, and we don't want the hospitals to get overflooded. It's not fair to the doctors and nurses and LPNs and hospital personnel. So let's just take 10 days to flatten the curve. Now, here we are over a year later, and now they talk about eradication. Wait, I thought flattening the curve was the goal. Now it's doing away with COVID? I got news for you, folks. They haven't done away with the Spanish flu from 1919. What makes you think that we're going to have zero COVID-19? I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a virologist. But seriously? A little ridiculous. And, Farkle. I have a Farkle update. There's a game called Farkle, F-A-R-K-L-E. It's a dice game. And our friends Jim and Carrie came over yesterday to play it. Mrs. Nerd, 2 wins. Jim with 2 wins. Tommy with no wins. Carrie with no wins, which is very surprising because Carrie usually has the golden horseshoe. She's got the best luck of anybody I've ever known in my life. It's like, go to a casino, please. All right, that's bad advice because the house always wins. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Mark Poloncarz basically says if you're a true American, you're going to get vaccinated because you're doing it for our country. And he also makes a very interesting assumption. You know, the same people who want to reopen everything are the same people who don't want to get vaccinated. I would really like to know on what information that is based. Is it information that is opinion in his brain, or is this empirical data? Because we are following the science, after all. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN and Liz in Buffalo. Liz, welcome. You are on.
Oh, hi, Tom. I just wanted to let you know that I'm 76. I was in a rehab. And they said I'm testing positive for the coronavirus, but I never had any side effects or anything to it, no symptoms. And I never got the flu shot, and I worked in a hospital, and of course I had to wear a mask all the time. And I would like to be tested for antibodies. And for all the side effects, like for what you have, I have lymphedema. What I need is something that's going to cause my legs and feet to swell more than they are. And I have factor five, which means my body is constantly making blood clots, and I have to be on a blood thinner. And I'm afraid of the side effects.
I don't blame you at all, and I presume you've discussed this with your physician, and your physician or physicians are on board with you, I'd guess.
Oh, I haven't discussed it with him yet. He hasn't brought it up.
Yeah. Okay. As far as the side effects, it sounds like you've done your research, and it sounds like you have done the calculus in your mind, and you are not going to get the vaccine. And your age, I mean, ordinarily, without those side effects that you just mentioned, you know, at 76 years old, what do you got to lose? But you have, you know, it seems to me like if I were in your shoes, I probably would have made the same decision.
Yeah.
I mean, you know you better than anybody else knows you.
My husband used to get the flu shot, and he always got the flu, and I would live with him, and I never got it from him. And
you're sure it was the flu? Because a lot of times people talk about stomach issues as the flu, and that's not really what it is.
The last time he was hospitalized and put in isolation with the flu.
Oy. All right, just double-checking, circling back around and double-checking.
Yes.
All right, Liz, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. So is there anybody listening? I would not had one phone call yet on this, not one. Is there anybody listening to my voice who wants the COVID vaccine who has not gotten the COVID vaccine? I don't think there is. Therefore, I submit to you that those people will make two decisions, which I respect. Number one, not to get the vaccine. Number two, in the future, they will go out and circulate among us knowing that they don't have the vaccine. But they're making their own choice. And I don't mind being around them. Why should I? I have been vaccinated, and in a couple of days, I'll be bulletproof. Not literally, figuratively. Back to the calls. Bemis Point. Mary, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Hey, first of all, you just sound like an awesome guy. I hope I run into you sometime out in Buffalo. But that's neither here nor
there. You're very kind. I'm really not that wonderful, although every Cavachon dog believes I am.
Well, you say what's on your mind, and I appreciate that. Okay, number one, to say that it's my patriotic duty to get the shot that's been available for only a few months, that is absolutely ridiculous. My dad was a World War II and a Korean War veteran. My four brothers were all in the military. My daughter and my son-in-law, who is currently just deployed to Afghanistan, by the way, 2 weeks ago. I come from a very patriotic family. I'm a Blue Star mother and very active with a local chapter. But to tell me that I'm unpatriotic, I mean, I stand for the flag. I put my hand over the heart. I hear that national anthem, it brings tears to my eyes because my daughter served many years when she was in the military at Arlington Cemetery. That she was in protocol. I can't tell you how many funerals she had to oversee. Mm. We are a very, very patriotic duty. And I really feel for somebody to tell me that I'm unpatriotic because I'm not going to get the vaccine, that hurts. That hurts deeply.
Well, I mean, I would take what Mark Poloncarz said. If you're a true American, you don't issue tweets telling illegals how to avoid immigration enforcement.
Exactly.
So I would question Mark Poloncarz's patriotism before I'd question yours.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, and I've also heard people say, well, are you against vaccines? No, I'm not against vaccines, okay? I'm a healthy 60-year-old. I'm not against vaccines. I actually fought to get the shingles vaccine. So like when I hear you on the radio, I got to call you. I fought before I was of age to get it. I was in my late 50s, and some of my coworkers got shingles, and they said, oh, you got to get the vaccine. I went to my doctor. I think I was maybe 56, 57, I don't know. She says, nope, you got to be 60. I finally got it with no side effects. And I also want to tell you, because you've mentioned this.
Well, you know what? I've got a break, so hold on. Please hold the phone. The shingles vaccine. I'm going to tell you. I mean, it's pretty obvious. My body does not like vaccines. I mean, I can go through the whole list of stuff, but my body is not vaccine-friendly for some reason. Maybe that means I've got a healthy immune system. I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.